Here's today's In Touch Reflection on The Truth Inside.
This month's reflection is based on verses 3 through 8 of Romans chapter 12. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. For just as we have many parts in one body, and all the body's parts do not have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually parts of one another. However, since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to use them properly. If prophecy, in proportion to one's faith. If service, in the act of serving. Or the one who teaches, in the act of teaching. Or the one who exhorts, in the work of exhortation. The one who gives, with generosity. The one who is in leadership, with diligence. The one who shows mercy, with cheerfulness.
Scripture reveals that God designed us for relationship with Him and one another. Yet each of us brings unique baggage and difficult experiences that can make fellowship challenging. How do we love each other in a healthy way when we all come with emotional scars? There's not a lot we can do about the state of someone else's heart, but we can take responsibility for our own. And a great place to begin is David's prayer in Psalm 139. Search me, God, and know my heart. Put me to the test and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there is any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. If we genuinely want to improve our relationships, we must be willing to face the truth about our inner life and own what's ours to address. And the Lord promises that when we humbly ask for His insight, the truth will set us free. Think about it. Are you ready to pray David's prayer and face whatever God may reveal? If not, read all of Psalm 139. It will help you remember to whom you're talking. Then say, Lord, prepare me, humble me, to pray as David did.